Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Whoa. Day 5 of the work week of seclusion. And I have to say that I am not really exactly sure what's going on with me. For those of you who listen to me, you know my Mondays are a little funky. I was in the executive world for 45, 46 years, and only 2 years in the ministry world. And I got up every day with a jam-packed calendar. I had meetings, I was accomplishing things, I was seeing progress every day. I would come home feeling accomplished. And that's not how it works in ministry. I always replay those words that my lovely spiritual director said to me. You're going to have to unlearn everything. It is not how it works with God. You have got to let go and let Him take it all. You have to deepen your prayer life. You have got to get into mental prayer so that you can hear the voice of God. You have got to not be focused on productivity, and you have to give it to Him and let Him guide and lead you. And that is not easy for any of us. I don't care if you're in ministry or not. That's how we're all supposed to be living every state of our lives in whatever vocation, professional vocation we've been called to. You might be a mom. You might be, a caretaker. You might work in the corporate world. You might work in the church. You might be in a nonprofit. Regardless, we're all called to let God lead our lives. Okay, so why is this week so weird for me? It's the same week. My husband's going to work. Praise be to God. He's got an essential business. My stepson's going to work. Praise be to God. So does he. Technically, we don't have much worry from the job front. I'm here just as normal, doing my ministry, if you will. I'm here with Frankie the Beagle every day. But something is off. This whole week has been crazy. I don't know the word that I've been searching for it, and I think the word might be aimless. As everybody is going through some sort of routine that's just thrown up in the air, things are not the same. I had a completely different outlook for these next 2 months, right? I was on the road, out there at conferences, going to be meeting hundreds and thousands of people, which honestly fills my cup. When I'm out there and I am speaking on a stage and I can see people's faces, I can see the laughter, I can see the tears, I can see us connecting in a spiritual way, that floats my boat. That brings me so much joy. And I'm so grateful to be a part of 2 online conferences. I want to plug these because they're free, and I want you to take advantage of this opportunity to not pay a thing, to be in the safety of your own home, you know, in your PJs, with your cup of coffee, heck, with your glass of wine, whatever you want to do, you can do it at your own speed. Let me give you the two conferences really quick. Sorry, and then I'll get back to my thing. Number one, this weekend, Saturday, March 28th, from 10 o'clock Eastern time in the morning till 5 o'clock Eastern time, it will be packed with speakers. I will be speaking about love. If I have not love, I am nothing. The title of the conference is Our Faith, Our Hope, and Our Love. The three theological virtues, the basis of Christianity, and what we ask for more of every rosary when we kick it off. Okay. This is live, but you, when you register for your free ticket, you will have it available on demand. So you might be saying, I'm not going to sit in front of a computer for, you know, however many hours that is. I don't have that kind of, you know, capacity or whatever, focus. It's okay. You can watch it whenever you want. You can watch it over and over and over again. It will be available for you forever, right? So you'll have a bunch of speakers that will be focusing on our faith, our hope, our love. You will have music and you will have prayer. There will be this beautiful love chaplet. And we wrap it up with Mass, so you can finish your Mass. It'll be live streamed from Buffalo. That's one. I will put the link in the description for you. The second one is different. It's also free. Please take advantage of both of these. Even if you don't take it at that moment, the first one is easy because it's available on demand. The second one is a weekend, so it's next weekend, April 3rd through the 5th, and it's over 50 plus speakers who are going to be online. It's broken up into a men's and a women's conference, but I'm pretty sure you can sign up for both. Father Michael Schmitz, Tim Cravens, you know, John Leonetti. There are so many names. Father Burke Sievers, I'm sorry, Deacon. Oh my gosh, there's so many names. I got Larry Richards, Father Larry Richards. There's so many people that'll be on the men's conference. Aaron Ingle, Maria Spears. There's a couple of sisters that I can't remember their names, and I'm sorry, I don't have my computer up in front of me, but that's okay because you can go check it out. I'll put that link. It's called Virtual Catholic Conference, and that's set up a little bit differently. That is a pre-recorded talk, 20 minutes, because that's you can't be talking for an hour and have 50 people. You'll never get through the stuff, but it's focused on practical ways to ignite your spirit, work on prayer. So my talk is going to be Master Your Mind in Prayer. And I will have some free downloads and resources for you to take away. And that's the beauty of the whole weekend. You can pick and choose who you want to watch, when you want to watch them, and then you can download all the goodies and read them at another time. I believe that they will have an option for you to buy the whole weekend and keep it forever. So it's definitely structured different than the other conference I just mentioned to you. So that being said, we've got that April 3rd through the 5th. It's free. Go out there and take advantage of it. And you could even do it with a couple of people. The idea was to maybe go through some of the videos on a conference call or set up a Zoom meeting and try to have, you know, where two or three people are present. So am I, Jesus. You could also just do it yourself, right? You may not have that ability. Or pull people in your family together and watch them together and have some discussions around what it is that you're seeing and you're learning. Because again, it's all pausable. It's not necessarily live in that case. And take advantage of all of the resources that help supplement the talks. Okay, sorry, had to get those out because it's for you. You are responsible for your spiritual development. You are responsible for your prayer life. You are responsible, and you have to be an active participant in your life. God is not just going to give you all these graces. You have to work at it, and you have to obviously pray and hope that all these gifts and graces come to you, but you got to do it. You know, you can't just expect it to all come to you. It's a two-way street. And so that's why I wanted to share those with you, because I feel blessed that I'm a part of those, even though I really thoroughly enjoy the face-to-face and, you know, conferences and retreats, because I do have a Master Your Mind prayer retreat. There's something really amazing to see people excel in their prayer life in an afternoon or in a morning. So that is where I'm at. And I feel aimless. And I'm trying moment by moment to give it to God. God, please take this. Jesus, I give it to you. I trust in you. Take everything. And there's going to be one more download in the description. It's free for you. There is what is called a 9-day surrender novena. And I've been surrendering every moment. Last night, Christine Watkins and I went through that novena on our radio show. And I laughed because I said, oh yeah, that's a part of my Need a Miracle Now prayer download. It's at the very end, because that is probably one of the most powerful prayers ever that we constantly need. And so you're supposed to say after every day's prayer, Lord Jesus, I surrender everything to you. Take care of everything. That's a paraphrase. It's phrased a little bit differently, I'm sure, in the actual prayer. But you say that 10 times. I've been saying it 100 times. I am constantly offering myself to him to surrender. Take care of this. Give me peace. So this morning in prayer, I kept saying, God, why do I keep thinking of other things? I'm giving you my worry. I'm giving you my mind, my will, my intellect, my memory, my thoughts. Please purify them. I want to be silent here with you. And then I asked him, is this you talking to me? Because sometimes we think we're our distractions. And he answered yes. He gave me the whoosh, because guess what was happening? What I'm freaking out about is I got to get myself showered and ready and record my talk, record some promos. And I was supposed to do them yesterday. I just didn't have it in me yesterday. I was even on the Radio Maria show with half my makeup on. I just didn't feel motivated to be doing anything in front of a camera. And so I have to get that done, because it's due Saturday for next weekend. They need to put all this stuff together for 50 plus people. And I'm just like, oh, Lord, what am I actually going to say? How am I going to structure this? And as I was in prayer, the format and the structure kept coming to my head. Well, I can start with this, and then I could do that. And here I am like, Lord, I'm supposed to be silent and praying with you. But then I asked him, is this you? Because what I'm doing is I'm surrendering it and I'm giving it to him, but he's telling me at the same time what to do. Am I listening? Am I shutting him out? So I asked, is this you? And he said, yes. That's what prayer is about. Things come into your mind and you may think it's you. But yet it's God giving you prompts and telling you what to do. So I pretty much have my entire talk mapped out in my head. And I know that that's how he wants me to do it, because he put it in my head. And here I was trying to fight it, because I was feeling as if it was me distracting myself and not focusing on him. It's amazing how he works. Every day I learn. Every day he shows me something new. Every day I am constantly seeking him to help me. And it's amazing. And I hope that you today, every moment, Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I give you everything. You might even throw at the end, Jesus, I trust in you. And keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. I'm telling you, it will give you peace. It will calm you down. Because we have to understand that as much as we want to believe it, we don't have control. And it's a hard thing to let go. All right, everyone. Sign up for those conferences. Please take advantage of those. And download the Need a Miracle Now prayer program. Not program, sorry, prayer guide. It's 20 pages that will help you with your fear, your anxiety, your worry, illnesses in your family, addictions in your family. If someone passed away and you're suffering and agony and loss, and then financial issues. So there's 5 focused prayers, 5 Bible verses, a few Bible verses around those topics, and patron saints that you can pray to. I spent a lot of time on that thing. It's not just a 1-page download. Plus, you get the miracle prayer by Father Rookie that you should pray every day. And of course, the Surrender 9-Day Novena. Alrighty, everyone, I love you so much. Jesus, I trust in you. I give you everything. Please, I surrender it all to you. Take care of me. Go be the light. I love you. Take care.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN2PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.